Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. You know what's really convenient for starting a radio program?
What?
And when you're on a simulcast television program? Us arguing with Jeff about the Eagles being good for most of the Eagles' career.
That's a little thing, Jeff.
Listen, man, I fear you're listening to me, Mitch and Finley. It's 106.7 The Fan. Eventually, we're going to be on the YouTube stream. I can't understand why you don't just keep the YouTube stream running, why it has to change out. But those questions aren't for me, Brian.
I think what you need to do is just, instead of having every individual person from the shows do it, have a corporate thing or a company thing, just do it, and it runs the whole damn time.
You know what, B? That makes sense to me.
But, you know, I don't know. You know, I let the people that handle that handle it.
The YouTube stream was popping yesterday. People were furious about the Commanders getting smoked on Sunday Night Football by the Seahawks, about the way
some of them were a little sensitive on that, too, now.
The way the Jaden Daniel, you were arguing with a dude named Mozzarella Sticks.
I wasn't arguing. This is the thing about it. Like, people... And I was thinking about this last night. People like to tell you what you're supposed to think. And listen, I am not one who believe you have to have played football at this level to have a opinion. But I also know one damn fact. You don't know more about it than I do. But I sit here every day and I get a bunch of clowns trying to tell me what the hell I don't know. Just because they listen to stuff and they read and they want to regurgitate what somebody told them. Everybody will look, if a team is losing, they automatically, well, they're not trying. No, every damn player is trying. Every coach is trying. They just don't have their stuff together. The chemistry is not there. The message may not be getting across. So I listen to others' opinions and then I try to give a different perspective because I experienced it.
Right.
But they automatically assume you're attacking them. Well, let's be real. If you go to a heart surgeon and tell him how the hell to do his job, he will probably tell you, get the hell out of here and give you the one-finger salute. If you try to tell a damn electrician how to wire something, he say, you get up there and do it to let you electrocute yourself. I'm just trying to help you out, and I'm just trying to make you be a little bit more cognizant of people don't just go out there and try not. And listen.
Question effort.
No, but you got to realize though, Jay. See, in this day and age, just people with mics in front of them and things, we do it. Our industry, we say a lot of ish. You know what? We started up because this whole industry is about clicks and drama and all that type of stuff. I am never going to buy into that crap. But when someone says something back, don't get sensitive. Like, I said something about, well, why is he on the chat if he going to be rude? Damn it, you being rude, okay? You're saying stupid-ass stuff, and I'm not going to accept it all day. So if you can't handle someone saying something to you, then maybe you should stop saying stuff about people. Because this is an industry where, you know what, you got to have tough skin. In the NFL, you got to have tough skin. So when you talk trash about guys and a person that went through it like myself, it just lets me know you did the same thing probably half of them when born, but they do the same thing when I was playing. So let's understand. You get respect when you give respect. So if you don't give me none, damn it, I'm not giving it to you. I don't have to, and I won't.
Be shot out of a cannon this morning. I like
it. It looks, bro, I keep saying I try my best to try and be cool with people. But if you want to keep throwing a little shot, I can sit up here and go with it, baby. Because one thing about me, I got tough skin.
Right.
And back. So let's go with it.
I like it. We are now 6 hours till the NFL trade deadline. To be clear, the only thing I think Washington should be doing is selling.
Yeah.
This is not a buyer's market at 3-6.
And I don't care what Dallas did. Because, see, did you listen to the pregame show and stuff last night? Yeah. I had a lot of time. I got home early. It took me a big nap. So I was ready, energized. Jerry Jones told Stephen A. Smith.
There's your first problem.
No.
It's not a problem. Yeah.
Jerry said, if it's not some stuff, I'm going to start some. So Jerry kept trying to give us a preview of, and we made a trade. You're going to hear about it. Logan Wilson is not the answer to doing what you need done on that football team.
Dallas traded for linebacker Logan Wilson from the Bengals.
He got that cowboy machine
a
rolling.
Sixth round pick.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching Dallas get smoked last night.
Hey, man. But what you saw, you saw a team who had lost five games in a row. Five games in the fourth quarter, they gave up leads. Jacoby Brissett was starting. And people probably thinking ain't a chance in hell. But that team came out and they played team ball consistently throughout that game. Their defense were in CD and which comes in their stuff all game. Late, they got a couple of little pass plays. And listen, man, I keep telling you, oh boy, number three. What's his name? I can't think of his name right now.
Dak?
No, not three. Dak's four.
Oh, Pickens.
Pickens.
Sorry.
Pickens, something loose up top.
Oh, clearly.
Okay. Pickens, like that little sticking the ball in people's face. They're going to call it on you vigil like they did last night.
They should have called it when he did it to Lattimore, honestly.
He did look, bro.
When we were down there a couple weeks ago.
Hey, man, come on. They don't do anything with the Commanders. Okay, we got Frankie Louvell getting suspended for something that he never was called for, and we've seen Jaden get about 15 of those on him all year, and he never called him either. NFL is full of Chris App.
I got nuts stuck in my teeth. The Cowboys last night, the honey roasted peanuts, they were stuck in my teeth. People on YouTube probably saw me scratching at my teeth. I was just trying to clean it up. The kid that impressed you most was that D tackle, right?
Number 97.
Yeah.
First game, he had knockdown balls. He had tackles for losses, sacks. He was balling. Then here we go, people. I don't want to hear this old dumbass narrative of old. Because the oldest defensive player in the league, Calais Campbell, he had two sacks down the stretch. He was menacing in the running game. So it doesn't mean, just because you're old don't mean you can't play, okay? You just got to play. Just because you're young don't mean you can't play. But people got to get to the point where you play without thinking, all right? It's a simple little thing. If you can get on the football field, line up, and just react, because you know your assignments in the game that much, you'll be a much better player. But if you're out there because you don't know and you're thinking about it, well, I would say if you're thinking on the football field, you're late.
Right.
All right? And you jump, like, little simple thing. I want somebody to go out there right now and jump on a bicycle. If you hadn't ridden the bike since you were 12 and you're 50 now, you jump on that damn bike and pedal.
Like riding a bike.
You don't even think about it, right? When you get out, you got to be like that. You can't get on the football field and now trying to remember what they said in practice. That's the people like who crash. Try to do their little crash study and stuff,
right,
and don't remember nothing. So they try to remember what the professor said. All of a sudden, you're halfway through the test, and guess what? Your time is up. You got to be able to just react to it. And you get to that, you can win. I don't give a damn who the players are in the NFL. If you learn and get some chemistry and it can be reactionary, you can be productive.
I like it. I thought watching the Cowboys lose last night, I'm not giving up on the Caps yet. They're in a rough patch. But I fear we're headed into a sports vampire winter where our teams aren't good, so we're just going to kind of root against other teams.
I'm going to root for my teams to get better.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm not
necessarily just talking football. Like, we kind of know what the Wiz are going to be.
All of them.
The Caps are struggling.
The Wiz have told us what they're going to be.
I'm not mad at the Wiz. No, the Wiz told us
we're going to tear this thing down. We're going to go all the way into the dumps. Then we're going to climb on out of it. We're down in the cesspool right now.
Like a phoenix. Rise from the ashes.
They trying to rise on up. But see, they have told us that.
Right.
So the people that are expecting them to do something different, you the fool. They already told you. We about to tank this thing.
My point, though, I very much enjoyed watching the Cowboys get smoked at home by a team that had lost 4 in a row.
I did, too. 5 in a row.
I enjoyed that.
I did. I was happy about it, but I
also liked watching Jacoby Brissett ball out.
I loved OJ.
He played really well. Jacoby was really cool when he was here. I love a guy in his station of life when they tried to then give him a pity start late in the year. He's like, my hamstring hurts.
Yeah.
I love that.
You bastards. Go the other way. Yeah, but listen, man. I mentioned it yesterday, and I'll keep telling people. The average person that calls to this show and listens to this show, I don't think like you. Because if I thought like you, I would have never accomplished the things I did and got to the point where I did. When I'm watching the game last night, you know what I kept doing? Kept putting Washington in the same sentence. Like, okay, we got a backup quarterback coming in now. Marcus, let's play like that. Okay? You watch that game plan that offensive coordinator drew up for them. They were carving them up. All right? They ran the ball on Dallas. They threw the ball. They had spacing, and they had that damn – they were trying to run their little zone, and it got picked apart. So I'm thinking – we can probably have some games down the stretch just like this. We don't have to just be over because Jaden is hurt right now. We got some injuries and things going on. We hadn't played well up to this point. We can find a damn way too. But you know what? Everybody got to look in the mirror. Coach, player, whoever, got to look in the mirror and understand what can you do better to get things going. What was Michael Jackson? I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
I think everybody got to start with the man in the damn mirror.
Let's get this thing going. Because, yes, they are not doing what we expected or even what they expected. But it don't have to stay like this for the rest of the year. Because, I'm not going to stop pulling because things are going wrong. I understand how you got to keep fighting. I understand how you don't give up. But I hear a lot of fans who tell me, I'm the biggest fan, but, man, we should just shut it down. And That's not telling me the biggest fan. So I'm looking for an answer.
We haven't talked yesterday. Obviously, there was real news with Frankie Louvu getting suspended.
Yeah.
From the NFL press release, Washington Commanders linebacker Frankie Louvu has been suspended without pay for one game for repeated violations of playing rules intended to protect the health and safety of players, including during Sunday's game against the Seahawks. During the first quarter, Louvu violated Rule 12, Section 2, Article 18, which states, if it is a foul, the player uses the following technique to break, whatever, hip drop. I don't need to keep reading this. They claim it's his third hip drop of the season. He was previously fined for actions in Week 4 and 8. So, if you go back to when they voted for the hip drop tackle rule to be put in place, they said it's generally not going to be penalized on the field. It's going to be penalized through fines and then eventually suspensions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your paws.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I believe I know which play it was from Sunday night, but I do think it sets up a very tricky situation when it's not called on the field, and I think a lot of people are like, what the hell?
See, that's where my problem is. The NFL now is going back into their back lobby. It's called a little thing. Lab.
Yeah.
Dialing up stuff for people. If your damn referees can't understand it to call it, how the hell are you going to find somebody on it? What happens if I go out here right now and they tell me it's a traffic light right here, a camera, and I fly by it every damn day and I never get a ticket, you think I'm going to slow down? I'm going to keep going.
Well, so Nikki Javala put together a clip. I'm about to retweet it. Everybody should follow Nikki. Friend of the program. She does a tremendous job. But like looking at the three plays that they're calling the hip drop, the one in Kansas City is pretty weak, I think.
But it's like this, Jay. I don't care to see what they are showing me, because the people that are hired to keep the integrity of the game moving did not call it on the field, right?
Right.
So you tell me your people that you put out there every damn week in 16 different cities, per se, they don't understand what they're looking for enough to call the play, but now you're going to call back later and say, well, he happened three times. Well, I guarantee you.
Watch it. I just sent you the video.
I can show you some pictures right now of Jaden being tackled. They were hip drops. And I didn't see a call. I didn't see nobody get fined or suspended either.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the Seattle one. The Seattle and KC. Listen, the one against Atlanta is legit.
Call it then. I mean, listen, bro. I hate what they call it, the NFL review or whatever they call that. It always pops up against us. But when you see something going on, it don't pop up to help us.
The KC one, I guess I can get it. I don't know. I watch them. Because I think if you watch them live, we'll do it. Bleep it. We'll do it live. Jeff's gone.
The Atlanta one's legit. The Kansas City play, he hits him immediately and drops. And doesn't even fall on the guy's leg.
That's my thing. He falls on his own butt to bring him down. Isn't
he didn't fall on his leg. So that's not a hip drop.
I thought it'd be you have to fall on their legs, on right? Like your hip.
The one in Atlanta. What you call them, legs had got from under him too.
Right. The Atlanta one I get because he gets caught up.
The one in Atlanta, the thing of it is this, though, Jay. When he hit the quarterback in the one in Atlanta.
Right.
You're told.
Quarterback's a runner at that point.
But you're told, don't fall on the quarterback. Don't do this. How the hell can they do all that? I mean, you telling me to tackle somebody, but I can't fall on them. So I got to try to throw my body away from him. And his body did not fall on his leg. His body fell. His which car fell back on his on him. He was underneath everything. So, I don't care that they do this. I care that you call it in the game. And if the referees are not cognizant enough to call it, why the hell are you going to put it into the game? Because anytime now somebody come, all of a sudden, let's say you're about to go into the damn playoffs. And all of a sudden, boom, now you're fine. You're suspended. It makes no sense. Call it in the game. The referees got to get better at their damn jobs. I keep saying, don't make the damn players be the only people that are here to upkeep everything going on with this game. Everybody else is around it too. Coaches, players, the people in the NFL front office, referees, everybody got to do their damn jobs.
It's a weird way to then find out subsequently about a suspension when there aren't calls on the field. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
And I think you're dead right on that. We have a packed show coming your way. Dan Quinn yesterday took ownership that Jaden Daniels should not have been on the field late in the fourth quarter of a blowout. Dan Quinn said, I missed it. It's 100% on me. David Aldridge had a really good column in The Athletic, I guess Sunday night, Monday morning, whenever the column came out, really taking Quinn to task on that issue. And I think he was smart to do so. And I do think Dan Quinn and the Washington PR staff were very smart to just own that and bury the story, because then it's no longer a story. The coach is like, yeah, it was my bad.
Oh, it's going to be a story still.
We're going to talk to DA next. David Aldridge from The Athletic will join us. We'll talk trade deadline. We'll talk Jaden. We'll talk how Washington landed in this situation. Later in the program, Sam Cosmi, Commander's right guard, will join us at noon. And at 1 o'clock, everybody's favorite guest, Barstool Nate. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley here for Metropolitan Moving and Storage, the official, unofficial moving and storage company of 106.7 The Fan. I can't tell you enough. There's a read here. I can tell you all about the work they do, how the best real estate agents in D.C. go with Metropolitan Moving, how they can take care of your residential or your commercial needs. Not going to do that. I'm just going to tell you about the type of people they are. Everything going on at my house, McCarty, one of the founders and one of the principals of the company, Justin McCarty, reached out to me. Hey, man, I heard about the house. Is there anything we can help with? Within 2 hours, they dropped off a ton of boxes for us to pack our stuff up. They offered to move everything out for us so we could get the work done. They connected me with the contractor we ended up going with. That's the type of people you're working with when you go with Metropolitan Moving and Storage. They're proactive. They want the best for you and your family, you and your company. Whatever the job is, they're going to do it the best they can. They did it for me and my family, and they'll do it for you. Seriously, hit up Justin over at Metropolitan Moving and Storage, 301-279-0090. 301-279-0090. Whatever it is you need, commercial, residential, say you've got high-value items, art, they can build custom crates for all of it. You don't have to share truck space, and they'll give you a pinpoint delivery date for all of your moves. They are the best. I mean it sincerely. DCMetropolitanMoving.com. That's DCMetropolitanMoving.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.